Today's daf is Temura Daf Chavav, and we are at the Mishnah, six lines from the bottom of Daf Chavay Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Chus Refu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Alviza. So yesterday we saw the Mishnah on Daf Chavay that mentioned a Machloikis Rav Meir and Rav Yosi. Somebody has a behema that's chulin, and he says he's shlomim. I want the behema to be shlomim. It was also Me'uberes. And he said, Uvlada Oila, I want the Vlad to be an Oila. And it was Machlekes, Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, what type of hektish is chal on this animal? Rav Meir says that the animal and the Vlad are both going to be a Shlomim. And the reason is because he Shlomim means she, meaning the mother and the Vlad should both be Shlomim. So it's as if he said, I want the Vlad to be a Shlomim. When he says, Uvlada Oilo, he's contradicting what he previously said. Rav Meir holds Tofas Lashon Rishon, and as a result, the animal's going to be a Shlomim. Rav Yosi says, it depends. What was his Kavana? Im lo kach nischav etchilo. If his initial intention was that he wanted the mother to be a Shlomim and the Vlad to be an Oilo, even though he said it in a way where it would seem that his Lashon Rishon and Lashon Achron are contradicting themselves, but to the extent that that's what his Kavana was, of course, we trust him, Dvar of Kayam, and this mother is going to be a Shlomim, but the Vlad is going to be an Oila. If he says that, no, initially I wanted the Vlad to be a Shlomim, and then I changed my mind, I decided I want to be an Oila, in that case, the Halacha is going to be Vlada Oila. Regardless, Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yosi, if somebody makes two statements, which at first glance would somewhat seem to contradict each other, but he clarifies and he says, no, I didn't mean to contradict myself. This is what I really meant to say. Rav Meir's shita seems to be Tofas Lashon Rishon. Rav Yosi seems to work with the person and say, if that's really what you had in mind, then we can work it out. The Mishnah said it regarding this case. We had a behema mu'uberes, and the question is, should the Vlad have the type of Kedusha of the mother, or should it have its own type of Kedusha? The Mishnah on Daf Chofei Amud Beis, the Mishnah that we're going to learn now, is going to mention another application of the same machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yosi, and then we're going to see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring case after case, all negayat laws of hektish, laws of tmura, that are me'inyan le'inyan ba'oise inyan, as it relates to this machloikis, Rav Meir and Rav Yosi. Zok Mishnah, Rezu tmura asayla, tmura shlomim. If somebody says that I want this animal to be Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim. So he's not creating a conventional type of hektish, but rather a Tmura Diga hektish. And here too, he says Tmuras Oila, and then he says Tmuras Shlomim. Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim are not the same thing. I raise the Tmuras Oila, Divrei Meir. Rav Meir says, we go after his Lashon Rishon, he said Tmuras Oila first, and as a result, we're going to look at it as a Tmuras Oila. Rav Yosi, Im Lukach Neschav Metchil, if his intention initially was for it to be Tmuras Oila and Tmuras Shlomim, Hoyo V'ef Shalikris Be'Shemes Ka'achas, Dvarav Kayom, being that it was impossible for him to say the two things at the same time, and we believe him that he meant both things. The halacha is both are chal. It's chal tmuras oila and it's chal tmuras shlom. Im shama tmuras oila nimlach. If, however, he says that initially I wanted it to be a tmuras oila, the reason I said tmuras shlomim is because I changed my mind. V'amat tmuras shlomim, here is a tmuras oila. In that case, Rabbi Yosi agrees to Rav Meir, it's going to be a tmuras oila. In other words, another machloik is between Rav Meir and Rav Yosi, where somebody says two things that at first glance seem to contradict each other. Rav Meir says, Lashon Rishon, Harezu Tmura Soila Tmura Shlomim, we don't pay attention to Tmura Shlomim. We look at it as if it's a regular bitoy of Harezu Tmura Soila, and what's chal on this animal is Tmura Soila. Rav Yosi says, no, if his kavana was for it to be a Tmura Soila and a Tmura Shlomim, then what's chal on this animal is Tmura Soila and Tmura Shlomim. Now, what do you do with an animal that has Kedusha of Tmura Soila and Kedusha of Tmura Shlomim? Tmura Soila, you could be makriv on the Mizbeach. A Tmura Shlomim, you could be makriv on the Mizbeach. Those were Mishnayas earlier in the Masechta. But an animal that has Kedusha of Tmura Soila and Tmura Shlomim, obviously you can't be makriv on the Mizbeach. You can't be makriv it as an Oila because it's partly a Shlomim. You can't be makriv it as a Shlomim because it has an Kedusha's Oila as well. What you would have to do is you would have to wait until it develops a mum, then you would sell it and you would use the money to buy an Oila and a Shlomim. Either way, another application of this machloik is Rav Meir and Rav Yosi. Zok Tegemar, Amr Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yechon. Hakol Moedim, as it relates to this machloik is Rav Meir and Rav Yosi. Everybody agrees. Ba'imet tochel zu, ba'achar kach tochel zu, divrei hakol, tofes lashon rishon. That's poshet. That there'd be no machloik is Rav Meir and Rav Yosi if the person made it clear in his words that what he wants is for the animal to get Kedushas Oila, and then afterwards, for it to get Kedusha Shlomim. That's not possible. Once it's Chal Tmuras Kedusha's Oila, it can't be Chal anymore, the Kedusha of Temura Shlom. And it'd be no Machloikis. Loi Tachazu, Elokim Chalzazu, Chavayo Kachi. And that's also Pasha, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, and the name Rabbi Yochanan, that if the person would say clearly in his words that I want them both to be Chal, then that's what would happen. They would both be Chal. And even Rabbi Meir would agree that you would have to wait until the animal develops some mum, sell it, and use the money to buy an Oila and a Shabbat. What is the Machloikis? I'll go Mishnah say no. A case like our Mishnah. The Amat Muras. Where his lashon was somewhat unclear. It was somewhat ambiguous. Not 100% certain what this person wants to do. Rameyah holds that if this person's intention was for it to be chalanit, the kedush of Tmuras Oila and Tmuras Shlamim, that he should have said Tmuras Oila Vishlamim. What did he say? Va'amat Tmuras Oila Tmuras Shlamim. It sounds like from his words that he wants it to be Tmuras Oila, and then afterwards he's changing his mind and saying that he wants it to be Tmuras Shlamim. It's for that reason, Rameh's Shita is that we have contradictory comments, Tafas Lashon Rishon, and what's Gidabi Chal is Gidabi the Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yossi says that it's not such a diuk, because maybe the reason the person didn't say Tmuras Oila Vishlamim is because in his mind, in his Amiratzah mind, he made the following cheshbon. He thought, I am a Tmuras Oila Vishlamim, have a Midikdush Vein Ekrefa. Maybe if he says, Harezu Tmuras Oila Vishlamim, it's going to be Chal, Oila and Shlomim, but I won't be able to be makriv on the Mizbeach. So he thought, aha, I'm going to say, Harezu Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim. Now, not only is it going to be Chal, the Kedusha of Oila and Shlomim, but I'll actually be able to be makriv on the Mizbeach. Either way, that's what you could have, would have thought, Kamash Balon. But regardless, that's Pashup, the Gemara is saying that if a person wants for an animal to get the kedusha of an oil of an ashlamim, you could do that. Even according to Rameh, you could do it. You just would have to be clear. You would have to say like tochozu elim kein chalsazu, and that's also pashit that in Rabbi Yossi's world there is a time where a person can make these contradictory remarks, and what would be chal is the lashon rishon. If he made it very clear, he said tochozu va'achakach tochozu. The machloek is Rameh and Rabbi Yossi is where it's a little bit unclear. Rameh holds what Rav Meir holds, Rav Yossi holds, what Rav Yossi holds, either way, Sachta Gemara, Tanu Rabban, another price on this, what happens if somebody goes over to Behemoth that's Chuv, and he says that I want half of this Behemoth to be Tmuras Oila, and the other half I want should be Tmuras Shlomim. So the Mishnah's case was where he said, Arezu Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlomim. He's being makdish the entire animal as a Tmuras Oila, and the entire animal is a Tmuras Shlomim. In the Braisa, he's saying that I want half the animal to be Tmuras Oila, and half the animal to be Tmuras Shlomim. What's the halacha? It's the same halacha. Kula tikare v'oilo divi Rameh. Rameh says it's completely an oilo. Rav Chalim ma'irim tirat shatistah v'timache v'yavi v'dmei chatsi Tmuras Oila v'dmei chatsi Tmuras Shlomim. No, we don't look at it as an oilo, but rather we take both things that he said into account, and for that reason it's chatsi oilo chatsi Shlomim. Can't be makriv an animal that's chatsi oilo chatsi Shlomim. So what are you going to have to do? Wait until it develops a womb, sell it, and use the money to buy chatsi oilo chatsi Shlomim. Rabbi Yossi added, im l'chachnas kavim b'tchilo, hoyo v'yefshul hoyo sh this is the same Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that we asked the person what he had in mind. The Bryce is presenting three shittas. Really, the latter two shittas are both shittas Rabbi Yossi. So, Freik the Gemara, what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi shita and the Braisa and the Rabbana shita and the Braisa? So, the Gemara says, you're right, Kula Rabbi Yossi Ketana. It's not really three shittas, it's two shittas. Rabbi Yossi is the Chachamim in this Braisa. Either way, another case, we have the same Achloikis, Ramei Rabbi Yossi. Now, why is the halacha the same in the Braisa as it was in the Mishnah? The Mishnah's case was where he said, Arezu Tmura Soila Tmura Shlomim. In the Braisa's case, he said, I want half of it to be a Noila and half of it to be a Shlomim. And the truth is that at first glance, you could easily argue that in the Bryce's case, Rav Meir should agree to Rabbi Yossi's halacha. Right? Bishlami, where he says, Arezu Tmuras Oila Tmuras Shlomim, he was slicing himself. It's either an oil or a shlomim. He said, I want it to be an oil. What does that mean? It should be completely an oil. Then he said, I want it to be a shlomim. It should be completely a shlomim. Those are contradictory remarks. An oil and a shlomim are similar. They're both hackish, but not the same thing. When he says, I want half of it to be an oil and I want half of it to be a shlomim, so what's the contradiction? He's being very clear. He's very methodical. I want half to be an oil and half to be a shlomim. The teretz is because there's no such thing as an animal just being hektish lichatzoyim. The reason is because once you makdish half of an animal, it's nispashet dikdusha. Ha'omer ragla shazu oila. The halach is it becomes completely an oila. So once he says harezu chetzia tmuras oila, what happens is it's chal hektish of Tmuras Leil on half the animal, and then it's the spasha. It spreads all over the animal. So now the animal becomes a complete oila. So really, Harezu Chetzia Tmuras Leil is the same as saying Harezu oil. Now Rashi asks Akasha that if you're holding Cheshbin in the Sugis of Masechtas Tmura, we know that by Tmura you don't say Pashta. It's a Mefurash Mishnah. So if you don't say Pashta by Tmura, so Lechura Harezu Chetzia Tmuras Oila shouldn't work. And for Rashi, I'll peed the Gemara's earlier, that although it's true, the Gemara says you don't say Pashta, that's only if the Aver that you were Makdish was an Aver She'en HaNashama Tluyaba. But if it was an Aver She'en Tluyaba, even by Tmura you say the Halacha of Pashta. Harezu Chetzia Oila, half the animal, definitely incorporates Aver She'en HaNashama Tluyaba. The point is that Harezu Behemazu Chetzia Tmuras Oila is the same as the Mishnah of Harezu Tmuras Oila. What do you mean? Here he said chatzi, there he said the entire animal, because in the world of kachim, because of the halacha of pashta, a half being makdish, a half animal, is the exact same thing as being makdish an entire animal. Tanya iduch another price. What if somebody says, I want this animal to be a half a oila, and I want it to be a half a chatas? Now, first of all, how's it possible for it to be a half a oila and a half a chatas? An oila has to be a zocher, a chatas has to be in a keva. So at first glance, you'd have to say that we're discussing the chatas nasi. The Chatas Nasi is the one example where the Nasi, who if he did an Avera, Shizdoini Karas Peshoigig, his animal had to be a Zachar. So ordinarily, a Chatas had to be either a Kispa or a Seira, either a female sheep or a female goat. The Nasi, however, had to bring a goat and it had to be a Zachar. It couldn't be in a caper. But regardless, there is a Hecha Timtza where it's possible that an animal can be both an oila and a chata. So what happens if he said that I want the animal to be chatzi oila and it should be chatzi chatas? Now here we're not talking about tmura. We're talking about regular hekdesh. So chatzi oila v'chatzi chatas, tikari v'ayil divi Rameir shita is, you bring it as an oila. Why? Rameir l'shitasa. Rameir holds that where the two comments contradict each other, tafas lashin rishain, the lashin rishain was oila, even though we said chetzia oila pashta, so the entire animal becomes an oila, and therefore we disregard the second thing that he said, which was chetzi chatas. Rabbi Yossi says Thomas. Rabbi Yossi says no, you have to take both into consideration. I mean that you have to take both into consideration, you're going to have to look at it as a half a oila and a half a chatas, and what are you going to do with this animal that's a half a oila and a half a chatas? It's going to go lemisa. Now, just to pause for a moment, why is it going to go lemisa? So what's the basis for this? You have an animal that's a half a oil and a half a chat, it's going to go lemisa. Now, we're familiar at this point with the chomish chatois hamesas, but this is not one of them. So, l'chura, why is it that this animal should go lemisa? So Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi says that being that we're dealing with a person who wasn't mechuyev chatos, that's Rashi's akimto, v'iu loy hoye mechuyev chatos, hilkach Thomas. It's for that reason you kill the animal. Rabbeinu Gershom explains it a little bit more. Rabbeinu Gershom says that to the extent that this person wasn't mechuyev to bring a carbon chatos, it's like a chatos shekipru baleo, or a chatos shemesu baleo, where you have a chatos that you want to be makiv on the mizbeach, but there's no one that's mechuyev to bring the chatas. Either because the one that was mechuyev got kapar already through another animal, or because the one that was mechuyev died. So as a result, he's not mechuyev anymore. The point is that says Rabbeinu Gershom, and it's Leis Mevur and Rashi, and that's why Tais understands Rashi as well, that there's a new chiddush, that if somebody would be mafresh a carbon chatas, when he wasn't mechuyev to bring a carbon chatas, the loch of that carbon would be that it goes lemisa. It's not one of the Chomesh Chatois HaMesos. The Teretz is it is. Not only is it one of the Chomesh Chatois HaMesos, it could be it's two of the Chomesh Chatois HaMesos. Because there's this concept that you see in the Chomesh Chatois HaMesos that if someone's not mechuyev to bring a carbon chata, such as a chata shekipru baleh or a chata shemesu baleh, the halacha is going to go lemisa. But Tais is very bothered with Rashi. Tais thinks it's a very big chiddush. We know that chatas is not baba neda ben adab, right? It's a nice shayla. Chatas is not baba neda ben adab. Some karbonis, you could just wake up in the morning and decide out of the goodness of your heart, I want to bring the Eibush to a matana, I want to give him something, I'll bring an oil, I'll bring a shlom, that's something you have a right to do. But not all karbonis can be brought ben adab and adava. The classic example of a karbon that can't be brought ben adab and adava is the karbon chatas. So what happens if somebody decides that he wants to bring a karbon chatas? He wasn't mechuyev to bring a karbon chatas. He says, I raise chatas. So, l'chura, at first glance, you would think, if the chatas is not baba neda ben adav, then why is it even chal kedushas chatas? This Rashi is a marumakim, it's tucked away, t'mur daf chav vav amir aleph, where Rashi seems to say that if someone's mafresh a carbon chatas, where he wasn't mechuyev to bring a carbon chatas, it's chal hektish. It has a din of a chatas. However, you can't be makibin on the mizbeach. What do you do with it? So ordinarily, the halacha would be raya, but here, there's a special rule of chamesh chatoys ha-meisos, the halacha is going to be l'misa. Tois says the problem with that is that he has a mefurish gemara in the darim, the avavam and aleph, where the gemara says that if someone's not mechuyev to bring a karban chatos, and he's mafresh a karban chatos, being the chatos is not bab and edav and adava, it's not going to be chal, kedushas chatos at all, and it's because of that kasha that Tois is matmiya on Rashi's pshan in this sugya. But either way, this is another application of this machloikis remain Rabbi Yossi, but because of the chatas component, it adds a very interesting wrinkle. Regardless, again, Tanya Yidok, Vem Bechetzi El Bechetzi Chatos, Din Karvel De Vremei. Rabbi Yossi, Amar Tomos, Veshav in the price, it says, Vem Bechetzi Chatos, Chetzi, what would be in the reverse? If he said, first Chatos and then Oilo, She Tomos. There everybody agrees, that Locha would be Tomos. Says, Shav Amani. When the price says Shavin, who is that referring to? Obviously, Rameir. Meaning, Rameir, who says ordinarily, it's Tikari Voila. Here, it's going to be Lemisa. But the Gemara says Pshita. It seems obvious. Rameir's Shita is Tafas Lashon Rishon. So where Lashon Rishon was Oila, Tikari Voila. But where Lashon Rishon was Chatas, so again, you have a Chatas that you will not fresh, but you're not Mechuyev to bring a carbon Chatas. Let's learn the sugya like Rashi. The halacha is that we treat it as one of the chamesh chatoyes hameses. So obviously it's going to be lamisa. So the Gemara says no. An interesting hava mina ma'al d'tema. I would have thought he loved the shvinon. If not for that part of the brisa, hava mina time the Rameh lamisham tafas lashon rishon. Meaning, even though we know Rameh shita is tafas lashon rishon, it's mishnayis and brises. But as it relates to this brisa itself, the time of the brisa felt that it had to clarify because it wouldn't be muchach that the pshana Rameh in this brisa. Why chetzi oila chetzi chatos tikari voilos because he holds tafas lashon rishon. Rather, what would you have thought? Hainu taima chatos mureves kreva. You would have thought that maybe the halach is if you have an animal that's partly oila, let's say, and the other part chatos, maybe you could put it on the mizbeach. And if that's the case, maybe if it's in the reverse order, the halacha would be the same. The chiddush is not that way. So really, the tan of this brisa had a bavarn, two mistakes that somebody would have made. Number one, you would have learned the brisa where a mayor says, chetzi oila, chetzi chatos, tikari voila, maybe it has nothing to do with tafas lashon rishon. I mean, in this brisa itself, you could say that, but Rameir Shita throughout Shas is Tafas Lashon Rishon. So why would you make that mistake here? Okay, the time of the Braisa felt that he had to address it. And he also felt that you had to address some sort of amaratzis that a person might make in the world of Kachem. That he would think that an animal, usually if it's mixed of two kedushas, you can't put it on the mizbeach. What are you going to do? Chetzi oil, chetzi shlomim, you can't put it on the mizbeach. Chetzi oil, chetzi chatas, maybe you could, but there would have been a havamina that maybe you could. Either way, that's why the Tana wanted to make it clear that time of the Rav Meir is because the Tafas Lashon Rishon. So where he said oil first chatas, second tikari oil. If he said chatas first oil, second there the halach is going to be lemisa. Tanya iduch another price. Omar behemazu chetzi oil, chetzi shlomim. What if he says I want the animal to be chetzi oil, the chetzi shlomim? So the halach is kedusha vein. Number one, it's chal the kedusha. It's chatzi oil, chatzi shlomim. Can't put it on the mizbeach, like we said. The oisa tmura, it can create tmura. Not all hektish is oisa tmura. This hektish, even though it's a chatzi chatzi, still it's going to be able to be oisa tmura. Utmurasa ke yoitzeva. And then the tmura is going to be the same thing. You won't be able to put the tmura on the mizbeach. It says, "Where man? Who's the tana of this brice? Rabbi Yossi. It's obviously Rabbi Yossi. How do you know it's Rabbi Yossi? Because according to Rav Meir, it wouldn't be kedusha v'ne kareva. It wouldn't be a oila and a shlomim. You'd say, being that you said first chetzia oila and then chetzia shlomim, it's chal kedusha soila. Says the Gemara, pshita de kedusha v'ne kareva. It's pashit. It's interesting. Even though there's so many brises where we mention Remei and Rabbi Yossi Shita, for some reason the Gemara is asking on the time of this brisa that how did you have a right to teach me this halacha of chetzia oila, chetzia shlomim? Clearly, your Shita's Rabbi Yossi, we know Rabbi Yossi's Shita already. So what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, you're right. You want to know what the Chiddush at the time of this price is? Not Kedoshet Veina Kreva. That we know from all the other prices. But rather, Tmurasa, it's Trichle. The Chiddush is the Halach of the Tmura. What did the prices say? That just like you can't be Makriv the Karbin, if you would do Tmura, you wouldn't be able to be Makriv the Tmura either. Because the Tmura would take on the status of the original animal. And the original animal is a chatzi chatzi, the tmura is also a chatzi chatzi. Why is that a chiddush? Mal detem, I would have thought, nay, did he like kreva, tmurasa tikarev? Kamash malan, no. Maishna, he did like karva, davala kedusha dechuya. Why is it that the original animal you can't put on the mizbeach? Because it's made up of this kedusha dechuya. It's made up of two different types of hektish. Tmurasa nami, mikayach kedusha dechuya kaasya. Being that the tmura got its kedusha from the original animal you can't put on the mizbeach. This animal you won't be able to put on the mizbeach either. Again, you would think it's self-explanatory, but the Gemara felt that it's a chiddush that it had to speak out. The point is that every braisa has its own chiddush. That's the point. Even though this is all the same machloikis, Ramein, Rabbi Yossi, it's the same shittas, but you see, every brice, there is some chiddush that you have to take out of. This last brice of the chiddush is the tmura component. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, another halacha. Me'inyan le'inyan. There were two partners, they owned an animal together. Hikdash chetzi shalai, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was makdish, his piece, he owns 50% of the animal. He was makdish, his chelik of the animal. Now, this is different than Pashta. Pashta is where I own the whole animal, I was only makdish half of it. Over here, I only own half the animal, but I was makdish all of it. It's obvious that you can't say Pashta. Why not? Rashi says, the ain't other makdish davish ain't a shalai. Because Pashta is not going to be able to override the concept of ein adam makdish davish ein shalai, being that I don't own the other half, so there's no way for the hektish to be chal on the other half. But what happens? What happens if Reuven buys his partner out? So now he owns Shimon's chelik, the hektish, and then he was makdish the second chelik. What's the halacha? Kedusha v'ena kreva. Even though at this point Reuven was makdish the entire animal, and it was the same hektish, it wasn't an oilan shlamin, it was all oilan, it was all shlamin, and he was makdish both halves when he owned both halves. So you can argue that why not put this on the mizbech, right? Till now we're talking about where the animal's made up of two different types of hektishes. That's a problem. Over here, it's the same hektish. There's one makdish. He just was makdish it piecemeal. He was makdish half of it when all he owned was half. And then when he bought out the other half, he was makdish the second half. Said the great Rabbi Yochanan, Kedosh aveina kreva. It's chal hektish, kedush is a guf, but you can't put it on the mizbech. V'oysa tmura, by the way. It's even oysa tmura. So you see, it's chal real kedush is a guf. But the tmura is a kayaitse, but just like you can't put this animal on the mizbech, you won't be able to put the tmura on the mizbech either. Says the Gemara, Shmami not klas. And you see from Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, three things. Number one, Shmami no, kedush is domim nitcha. Meaning the Gemara understands that the reason you can't put this on the mizbech is not because the hektish was chal in two parts. Nobody cares about that. You can make hektish in two phases. The reason you can't put it on the mizbech because there's a special psul in Kachim called dachoy, which means that if you're makdish something and at some point this hektish is not ready to go on the mizbech, even if later you fix that problem, the fact that it was once not ready to go on the mizbech is in and of itself a reason why later you won't be able to put it on the mizbech either. The psul takes on a life of its own. It's what's known as psul dachis. So there's many psulin. Psul yoytze, psul noiser, psul lina. There's something called psul dachis. Once something is nidche, once something was pushed away, as if there's no tshuva when it comes to something going on the mizbeach. So you were pushed away, you couldn't go on the mizbeach, I fixed the problem, I did tshuva, I was mescharet on the ov, I was mekabel on the asid, it doesn't matter. Once you are pushed away, you have no right. You're never going to be able to go on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan held that the reason this carbon can't go on the mizbeach is because when the shutif only owned half and he was makdish it, at that point it couldn't go on the mizbeach. Why couldn't it go on the mizbeach? Because he only owned half. So behemoth that's chatzi hektish and chatzi chulin is not going on the mizbeach. Must be once you couldn't put on the mizbeach at that moment, it took on a life of its own. That new psul dachay. Once it's dachi, you'll never be able to put on the mizbech, even though later you will makdish the other half. But the Gemara says that's a little bit of a chiddush. Because there could have been a havamina that the only time there's a psul dachi is when something is kodshe mizbech, but kedushas aguf. So when it had the kedushas aguf variety of kodshe mizbech. But this animal was never kedushas aguf, it was only kedushas dami. And the reason is because if half of it was chulin, that it couldn't have been chal kedushas aguf. You can't have kedushas aguf on half an animal. You can only have kedushas aguf on the entire animal. And if that's the case, so why is there even a psul dachi? Meaning, what's psul dachi? Something's hektish and it's not ready to go on the mizbech. This was hektish and not ready to go on the mizbech. True, but it was not hektish kedushas aguf. It was hektish kedushas dam. And still, Rabbi Yochanan said dachoy. So the Gemara Shmamina number one kedushas damim nitcha. That even something that only has kedushas damim, you have a psul dachi. Number two, the Shmamina balechayin, not balimulim. The Shmamina balechayin nitchim. You could have thought that maybe the only time you have a psul dachli is after the shechita, but this animal's alive, so maybe if the animal's alive, so you don't have the psul dachli, that's always a chiddush in the sugyas of dachli. You see from here the bali chayim anitchin, the shmaminon. Finally, you also see dichoy meikara havidichoy. There's a svara in the sugyas of dachli that maybe the only time you say dachli is if something was ra'i to go on the mizbeach, then it developed a psul. Then we say dachoy. But if something was never ra'i to go on the mizbeach, maybe you don't have the halachas of dachoy. Clearly, you see in Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha of dichoy meikara habidichos. Rabbi Yochanan said halacha regarding partners, which is me'inyan le'inyan to the sugya that we're learning. And the Gemara says there's three things that you can extrapolate from this Rabbi Yochanan that you can carry with you throughout Shas. Specifically with regards to the sugyas of dachoy, kedushas damim nitchin, balichayim nitchin, and dichoy meikara habidichos. Look at the Gemara. Amar Habayah, one final Gemara. Hakom Moedim Echad Amachetzi Oyla Bechetzi Meiser. What happens if somebody goes over to an animal? He says, I want half the animal to be an Oyla, and I want the other animal to be Meiser Behema. So Divrei Hakol Oyla Kreva. Everyone's going to agree. Meaning, even Rabbi Yossi is going to agree that it's going to be an Oyla. And the reason is because you can't just go make something Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema has to happen. Meiser Behema is Asiri Yekodesh. But to go over to an animal and say, I want this to be Meiser Behema, doesn't work that way. So in this case, when this person made these two contradictory remarks, he said Arezu Oila, and then he said Arezu Maisa, one of them is real, the other one is a bigaret. So it's Pasha, Tafas Lashon Rishon, and even Rabbi Yossi is going to say that even if the person says, L'kach Neschavim Tchila, but when one of the Bituyim makes sense, and the other one doesn't make sense, for sure we're going to go Basel the Lashon Rishon. Stating that, Abaye continued. And this last Gemara is a very hard Gemara. Abaye said, what would be if a person said that I want this animal to be a half Tmura and half Maisa? The way Rashi explains the Gemara, we're talking about a regular animal, and he goes over to an animal, there's no behemoth kachim next to it, he's not in his pen with all the animals jumping around and he's giving Maisa behemoth, but he just goes over to an animal on a Tuesday morning, and he says, I want half this animal to be Tmura, I want half this animal to be Maiser. And really, both things that he said don't make sense. Because you can't just make something Tmura. Tmura is a process. You say, I want this to be, Tmura is that. You can't just go up to an animal and make a Tmura. You also can't make something Maiser. So really, both things that he said don't make sense. So the question is, if he said, I want it to be Chetzia Tmura, Chetzia Maiser, how do we view it? Says the Gemara, Tmura Kreva, do we say it becomes a Tmura, Shekeinu Heges B'chol HaKachem? Because Tmura has a Maila over Maiser, because all Kachem have Tmura. Maiser is one particular carbon. Idoma Maiser Kreva, maybe Maiser has a Maila, Shekeinu Mekadosh HaFan of Al-Achra. You have the famous other type of Tmura when it comes to Maiser, and that is the person who got confused, Karl the Chi Asiri, Asiri Tri, Ulachad Asar Asiri, where there's a concept that Maiser can extend itself somehow to the 9th and to the 11th. And the Gemara feels that for sure either Tmura or Maiser is going to be Chal. The Gemara is just not sure which one. And really, it should depend on the Kol Dalum Gavar, which is the stronger one. And that's the Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara says Taker. Taisa says that Rashi, how can you learn the Gemara that way? Meaning, you're telling me clearly that it's possible to make something Tmura. And it's possible to make something nice. First of all, the previous Gemara seemed to say not that way. So how do you understand Abaya's Resha and Abaya's Seifa? But besides for that, so what does that mean? You can make something Tmura, you can make something Maisa. Tosfos for that reason has another Pshat, Ayin Shal. Either way, just to go back to some of the raid that we spoke about yesterday, which is Negei really today's daf as well, and that is the sugya of Toich Kedei Dibur. So we've been discussing this machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, where somebody makes two remarks that at first glance would seem to contradict each other. He says, Harezu oyla, harezu shlom, harezu tmuras oyla, tmuras shlom, chatzi oyla, chatzi shlom, chatzi oyla, chatzi chadas, all the different cases. Ramei says, Tofas loshen rishon. Rabbi Yossi says, we ask the person, we work with him. Im lochach niskavin tchila, hoyl b'yefsher, likrosh neishemais ke'echas, ta'aloch is dvarv kayama. But then the Mishnah said, both in yesterday's daf and in today's daf, that the imisha amar harezu shlomim nimlach. What happens in Rabbi Yossi's world if a person said harezu oil, then he changed his mind. He said, no, nimlach, instead I wanted to be a shlomim. In any of the aforementioned cases that we had, the halacha is that a person, of course, cannot change his mind after he already made something hektish. So again, just pick one case. Someone says, I want this to be an oilah. And then he changes his mind. He says, no, nimlach, I want it instead to be a shlomim. The halacha is, you can't be chayza. And the Gemara in Daf Chof Hey Amud Beis asked the kasha, and that is, nimlach, pshita, how can you be chayza? If somebody says, I want something to be an oilah, what would be the havamina? You should be able to change your mind. The Gemara says, lo yinitzrucha elo sh'ama b'toich kidei dibur. Now the kiddush is, when the person was chayza toich kidei dibur, I would have thought, toich kidei dibur dami, kamash molon, that you don't say toich kidei dibur kidibur. Meaning, when Rabbi Yossi says that you can't change your mind, the kiddush is, even if you changed your mind, you were nimlach toich kidei dibur. And although in Kol HaTorah Kula, Toich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami, Kamash Malon, over here, that you don't say Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. The question is, why is this sugya at first glance different than all the other sugyas in the world. So yesterday we spoke about the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos, where the Rambam said a chiddush. The Rambam said that the Gemara says a Masechtas Nedarim daf pei zayin amid aleph. The hilchasa, the halacha is that toich kedei dibur is kedibur dami. And then the Gemara says chutz mi megadif va'ovid avodas kechavim umekadesh umegarish. The Gemara gave four exceptions to the rule of toich kedei dibur kedibur. Says the Rambam, Tana v'shayir. It's not four exceptions. There are really six exceptions to the rule. There's another two. What are the other two? Hektish and Tmura. And what's the makar to the other two? The two Mishnayos. Yesterday's Mishnah and today's Mishnah. Well, you see, Rabbi Yossi says Nimlach doesn't work. Yesterday he said it with regards to ordinary Hektish. Today Rabbi Yossi said it with regards to a Tmura Diga Hektish. But the point is, the Gemara asked Nimlach Pshita, and the Gemara said Toich Dei Dibur Kedibur Dami. And that even then, you can't be chayzer. In other words, that you don't say toich dei dibur both by regular hekdesh, the Mishnah Tmura daf chafei, amid aleph, and by tmuras hekdesh, the Mishnah daf chafei, amid beis, on the bottom. Regardless, it's not four exceptions to the rule, it's really six exceptions to the rule. The truth is, the Rambam says in the Furish, in his Yad Chazalka, the Rambam's in Hilchas Maisa Karbonis, Perik Tesvav Halacha Aleph, Ha'oimer Vlada Shalzu Oila, Vihi Shlomim, Dvarav Kayam, Hi Shlomim Uvlada Oila. What if he says, I want the mother to be a shlomim uvlada oila? That was the Mishnah daf chafei. Im lo kach nischavein dvarav kayam. If that's what his kavana was, dvarav kayam. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi nimu goyimai. We always paskin like Rabbi Yossi. V'im achat shugamar b'libay v'hoitzi b'sfas av shetir shlomim. Chazabai. But if first the person really wanted it to be a shlomim. But then he had charata. V'omar, he said vlada oila. Afal pisha chazad boi toich kidei dibur. Harei vlada shlomim. Right, so far the Rambam just quoting a Gemara. But here the Rambam adds, you know why? She'en chazor behektish va'afilu b'toich kidei dibur. It says in the first Rambam. The Rambam is in Pirush HaMishnayos, right here, Masechta Tzmura, that we spoke at yesterday. And the Rambam is in his Yad Chazok, and Hilchas Maisa, Karbonis, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam Shita is, that even though kol ha'tayru kulo toich kidei dibur kedibur dami, but when it comes to Tmur and Hektish, it's going to be different. So yesterday we mentioned that the Rambam's a Tumia, it's a Geshmak Rambam, but it's Kenegan, a Furish Gemara, above a Kamo, Tafayin Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara seems to say a different pshat in why we don't say Toich Kidei Dibur in these sugyas. That was yesterday's daf, but just to continue along the sugya of Toich Kidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. So yesterday we mentioned that in the Rishonim, there's a lot of confusion, there's a big mavucha pashat pshat. Why is it that Toich Kidei Dibur is Kedibur Dami? Specifically this idea that if a person wants to be chayzer from something that he did, Toich Kidei Dibur, you have a right to be chayzer. The Rishonim quote Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban quotes in Bava Basra, Kuf Chav Tetes Amad Aleph. The Ran quotes in Masechtas Adarim, Daf Pei Zayin Amad Aleph, where Rabbeinu Tam said that it's all of Hakadosh Chacham. Really, midday Raisa, there should be no halacha that if a person wants to be chayzer, it could be chayzer. But at the same time, the Chachamim made a takana. But Pnei Shepa'amim Shatalmud Moicharei Koina, Vim Oive Rabbi Olav Yef Sheshlo Yitin Leisholim, and it may mess him up in his transaction. So it's for that reason, Chacham were very kind to him, and the Chacham and said, we're going to make a takana that you have toich kidei dibur to go ahead and to be chayzer. The Ran says a different shot. The Ran says that the reason is because a person, it's understood that even after he does something, sometimes he didn't 100% think through what it is he's doing. Sometimes you don't appreciate the ramifications of what you did until after you already did it. And the Chacham was sensitive to that. And the Chacham said, you do something, we give you a short period of time for you to be able to back out. And the Ran says, that's why you see by Megadif and Avodah Zarah, Mekarish and Megadif, you can't be Chayzer, because those are things that people think through. Right? You don't do those things spontaneously. So there we assume there was a Gemiras Das, so there's no reason for us to allow you to be Chayzer. But it's not a Takonas Chacham, says the Ran. It goes into understanding the Ikar Halachis of Das that make Kinyon work. That's the Ran's pshat. The Ramban in Bava Basra quotes the Ravid. The Ravid said something beautiful. He said, we know that Halachis, if someone's a middle lane in Kriya Shema, you can be Shoyal Mipnei Hayira. So there's a concept in the middle of Kriya Shema of saying, maybe Shalom Alecha, Rebbe, you might have to know what Yira means. Someone that you mechuyev to have Yira from, or does it mean someone that you better have Yira from? But the point is that there's a concept of being Shoyal Mipnei Hayira. So once we find that in Hilchas Kriya Shema, being Shoyal is not a Hefsik, Shoyal is not considered a Hefsik. If it's not considered a Hefsik, from there launched the concept of Toich Kidei Dibur where it's not considered a hefsek. And finally, we spoke to the Ritva. The Ritva said that there's an idea that even after a person finishes doing something or saying something, his lips still move. He's still considered to be in middle. He didn't finish doing it up until a certain amount of time passes from when he seemingly finished doing it. That's what it's based on. We spoke at the Chiddush Rabbi Yosef Engel, Guyani Hashas yesterday, in Masechtas Brachas. That was all yesterday's rig. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, in Eben Ezer, Simin Tzadik Zayin, has a tremendous arichos on the sugya of Toich Kedei Dibor. His arichos was a response to a shayel, like all tshuvas are. The shayel asked the Chassam Sofer of Bombekash on Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Tam said that Talocha of Toich Kedei Dibor Kedibor Nami is a Takoras Chacham. He said, how could it be a Takoras Chacham? He says, there's so many sugis in Shas where you find Toich Kedei Dibor Kedibor Nami, and it works not only for Dine de Rabbanon, it works for Dine de Raisa. A few examples. The Gemara in Mesechtes Makis Davov and Aleph that we spoke about yesterday, where the Gemara says that the halach is Nimtza Echad Mehem Karavei Pasal Eidusim B'Tayla. So if two Edom or three Edom would walk into Bezin together and they would say Eidus, and one of them would found out to be a Karavei Pasal, the whole Eidus we brought, we wouldn't be Makabal Eidus. What if 100 Edom walking together and one of them are found to be a Karavei Pasal? Says the Mishnah, there too the halach is going to be Eidusim B'Tayla. But the Gemara said, depends. If they said Eidus B'Toich Kedei Dibur, that's mechaber the edus as one. That's we have that loch of edus and betela. If it was la'acha kedei dibor, we're not. Meaning you have that loch of toich kedei dibor, and it's impacting hilchas edus, which will impact oinshin. The Gemara talks about it in that Mishnah is discussing the oinish of kasha zaman. So you see clearly toich kedei dibor, even in the context of a dairaisa, a better kasha. Another one of the examples of the sugyo of toich kedei dibor is when somebody said areinu nazir, I want to be a nazir, and there was a yid sitting next to him. He says, you know something? Me too, va'ani. I also want to be a nazir. And then somebody else said, va'ani. I also want to be a nazir. The Mishnah says they're all nazirim. It says the Gemara, that's only if they said a toich kedei dibur. But if they didn't say toich kedei dibur, not meaning it's not a hefker veld, toich kedei dibur, you too can become a nazir. Now what happens when someone becomes a nazir? He has to complete his naziris. How do you complete your naziris? You bring three karbanos. You bring an oila, you bring a shlamim, you bring a chatas. You can't bring chulam azar. So the shayla asks the Chassam Sofer that if the Toich Kedei Dibor, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is all a Takanas Chachamim. So if it's Takanas Chachamim, how could Toich Kedei Dibor work in Aziros? How could it work in Hilchas Eidos? L'chura, you find Toich Kedei Dibor working even in sugyas that impact Dine Deiraisa. That was the Shoyl's Kasha to the Chassam Sofer. The Divrei Yecheskel, in a famous classic Yeshiva Sheshtekol Torah, it's in Simen Chav Zayin, has a tremendous arichos to answer the Shoyl's Kasha. Al pi ze yisiyashim nami mashayiksha at Shoyl, betshuvas chsam soifel adas Rabbeinu Tam. But before the Divrei Yecheskel's Yisoid and the Divrei Yecheskel's Teretz, three more Kashas. Number one, we mentioned the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that even though the Gemara says that Hilchaso Toich Deidibu Kedibu Dami Chutz Mi Megadav Oibidav Oidazorim Mekadosh Megarish, the Rambam Shita is there's two more exceptions, Mekadesh and Temura. The M is Hekdesh and Temura. The truth is that this Chiddush of the Rambam is before Shana Taisvis. Taisvis Achdes Menaches, that Pei Aleph, says the same exact story. He says that by Hekdesh, you don't say the Allah of Toich Dei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Meaning ordinarily, if somebody does something, he says he can be Chayzer, but when it comes to Hekdesh, you can't be Chayzer. And Tais over there says a Pshat. He says the reason is because we know by Hekdesh, Amir L'Gvaya is Kemsir L'Hedit. And being an Amir L'Gvaya is Kemsir L'Hedit, Amir is not just an Amira. Being that it's Kemsir L'Hedit, how could you be Chayzer? The Ktsois in Simen Reish Tonei brings this Tosfos, and he's Matmiya. He says, Divrei Tosfos Tmuim Ma'oit. Tosfos says you can't be Chayzer on Hekdesh, because Amir L'Gvaya is Kemsir L'Hedit. Frank the Ktsois by Mesir L'Hedit, Gufa, you can be Chayzer Toich Kedei Dibur. If somebody sells something, you do a Kinyan, and now you want to be Chayzer Toich Kedei Dibur, you can be Chayzer. It's Chutz Mi Mekadesh and Megarish, Kedushin and Gerishin. Those types of Mecha Chamemka you can't be Chayzer from. But an ordinary transaction, you can. And the Ktsois says that if you're not sure, Ayin Chayzer Mishpat Simen Kuf Tzad, the case of Cotton Zion, it's Kapask in the Shulchan Aruch. Avadi, you can be Chayzer from a Mecha Chamemka. It's Frank the Ktsois, Vosok Tosfos. Amir L'Gvayik Mesir L'Hedit, therefore you can't be Chayzer from Hekdesh. By Mesir L'Hedit Gufa, that Allah is you can be Chayzer. You can be Chayzer Toich Dei Dibur, says the Ktsois of Geshmak Eteretz. He says it's true that Allah is that if somebody sells something, Toich Dei Dibur, you can be Chayzer. But the reason you can be Chayzer is not because you're being Chayzer from the Maisa. He says the reason is because if you would sell something to somebody and you would never talk. So Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, will you sell something to me? He's not talking. And then he gives him his thing, and he does a meshicha. Says the Ktsois, says Pasha, the king, it wouldn't be chal. A person, in order to buy or sell, has to be megala that his das is to buy or sell. And dvarim shabalev is ain't in dvarim. So you need to talk. So you need to express yourself. You need to say, I want to buy this. You need to express yourself. You need to say, I want to sell it. A kinyan without a dibur that's being megala, that you're doing a kinyan, is nish kein kinyan. It's a leidig maisa. It's pasha that doesn't have the ability to create any kinyanim. Says the Ktzois, the reason toich kidei dibur works by mesira lahedit, the reason it works by kinyanim is not because you have a right to be choyzer from a maisa. There's no such thing to be chayzer from a ma'isa. It's because you have a right to be chayzer from your dibor. And in every kinyan, there's a dibor component. So toich de dibor is a chazor on the dibor. Now that there's no dibor, it's an empty ma'isa. It's a leidiga ma'isa. As asot ma'isa doesn't have an ability to create kiyonim. Oh, but by amira l'kvaya, with the etzim amira, what are you being chayzer on? You can't be chayzer on the amira, because the amira is gufa kinyan. Memela, tais was hell. That it's true, amira l'kvaya is k'masira lehedin, and you find that by masira lehedin can be chayzer, but you're being chayzer from the amira in the masira. But as it relates to the masira, you can't be chayzer from the masira. By hektish, with amira is the masira, there's no makim chazara. So you're stating, tais in the reish, hey, v'ru'uyin advarim l'misha amram. I found in the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer is very mayrich in the sugi of Toich Dei Dibur. He has tshuvas on it, Yerideir Simon Yud Aleph, and we mentioned Evan Ezra Simon Sadik Zayin. But if you take a look in Perek Shavuos Eidus, this marochis from the Chassam Sofer on Toich Dei Dibur. Toich Dvarov, one of the things he says is very geshmak. He brings this Toisvis and he says it could be this is the pshat. Could be this is the reason why the Gemara says that you could always be chayzer Toich Dei Dibur chutz mi megadif. One of them is Megadev. Why can't you be Chayzer Toich Dei Dibur from Megadev? So the Ktzoi says beautiful. I mean, says the Chassam Sofer beautiful. He says, because Amira L'Gvaya is Kamsira L'Hedyat. He quotes this Tosfos. Megadev is an Amira L'Gvaya. But what's Megadev? Someone's being Mevorech Es Hashem. He's being Mekal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's doing. It's an Amira L'Gvaya. Amira L'Gvaya is Kamsira L'Hedyat. If I'm Kamsira L'Hedyat, you can't be Chayzer. Beautiful. But regardless, that's the Azoi state in Ktzoi Sachoshin. That there's a concept that you can't be Choyzer Toich Dei Dibur when it comes to a Maisa. I want to ask you a question. Yesterday we spoke at a Gemara. The Gemara Mesechtes Nedarim, that pays Ayinam at Aleph. The Gemara says that if somebody rises Kriya on a mace that he thought had died but hadn't died yet, right? So you can picture the scene, there's someone like Elena who's lying on his deathbed, and the doctors think, they think it was Yetzias Neshama, it really wasn't Yetzias Neshama. And the person gives a geshrei and he writes his kriya, and then he finds out that the mace didn't die. He didn't die yet. 3 seconds later, he dies. Toich kidei dibur. Says the Gemara, being that toich kidei dibur is kidibur dami, so even though at the time that he writes kriya, the person hadn't died yet, but he died within Toich Dei Dibur, and it's for that reason it's going to be a good kriya. So let me ask you a question. If there's a halacha that you don't say Toich Dei Dibur by a maisa, why does that work? I mean, this is a maisa. It's not a dibur. Kriya is not a, there's no dibur when it comes to kriya. Kriya is a maisa ba'alma. So if all it is a maisa, so why is there Toich Dei Dibur? Exhibit A. Nedarim da pei zayinam araf. That's where the famous Ran is. That's where the Gemara says the Hilchos HaChutz from the four. That's the sugi over there of Toich Kidei Dibur. L'churin, that sugi of Toich Kidei Dibur, we're dealing now with a Dibur. We're dealing with a Maisa. And Afal Pikein, you see the halacha of Toich Kidei Dibur. Another kasha. Tosfos in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Hei Amud Beis says that we know the halacha is that Hamevi get Mimdina Sayom Tzorich Sheyoymar Befonai Nechtav Ubefonai Nechtav. When you learn a sugi like Toich Dei Dibur, you're going to span everything. So Hamevi get Mimdina Sayom Tzorich Sheyoymar Befonai Nechtav Ubefonai Nechtav. The Gemara says that the Shliach has to say it at the time that he gives over the get. He's a Shliach Leilacha, and he has to say it while he's doing his Shlichos. But if he says it not b'shastin asina, it's not going to work. Says Tosfos that it's pashit. That even though the Gemara says you have to do b'shastin asina, but toich kedei dibur is going to be kedibur dami. So if the shliach would give the get, and then toich kedei dibur, he would say b'fanai nechta, shtetin Tosfos getting daf heyam at base, that halacha is, it would work because toich kedei dibur is kedibur dami. L'chura, I don't understand. How could Toich Dei Dibur work by Nasina Saget? The Gemara says, the hilchas of toich kedei dibur kedibur dami, chutz, me megadif, for even avoy the zara, u megarish, u megadif. The Gemara says megarish. There's no toich dibur when it comes to gerishin. So if there's no toich dibur kedibur when it comes to gerishin, what's pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos medrash pliya that you say toich dibur kedibur dami, right? Tosfos mikan mashba the tzorach loy mebeshas nesino befanai nechtov midikoma yitlenu haymeno vhu adin laachar nesino toich dibur de mahani even laachar, and he has a raya that it's going to work. But the point is, how can you say toich dibur kedibur dami by megarish? Isn't that a mefurish Gemara that you don't say toich dibur when it comes to Gerushin, a third kasha? We're all familiar with the halacha. We're all familiar with the halacha of Kanoim Poigimbo. Everyone knows the halacha. Boyal Aram is Kanoim Poigimbo. What's the Makar? The Makar is a Mishnah in Masechtas Sanhedrin that pay Aleph Amud Beis. But what we're not all familiar with is that the Mishnah gives other examples of Kanoim Poigimbo. The Mishnah says, Hagoinev es akasva If someone steals a kasva, v'hamekalo b'koisim, or if somebody is mekalal, he's mevorech as Hashem, using the shame of Avodah Zarah, v'aboyel aramis, kanoyim poydavoy. So what's a goyim of a kasva? The Gemara says, my kasva, om rav yudik klisharis. So one of the kehanim decided to steal one of the klisharis in the Beis HaMikdash. If you see that, Pinchas, kanoyim poygevoy. Another example, hamikalu bakoisim. That's someone that's mevarech Hashem, and he was mevarech Hashem, not stam mevarech Hashem, but he did it with a koisim. He did it with a shem avodah zarah. So someone's mevarech Hashem with a shem avodah zarah, in addition to all the chumras of a mevarech Hashem, he has a special halacha, kanoyim poygevoy. And then finally, the halacha of boyel aramis. The Radvaz in a tshuva asks a bumbakasha. The Gemara says that even though kanoim poigim boy, but the only time kanoim poigim boy is b'shas ma'isa. So if the kanoi would see this bal avera doing the avera, b'shas ma'isa can kill him. But if you saw him doing an avera, you can't wait for an opportune time, ambush him, and then kill him. Kanoim poigim boy is b'shas ma'isa. If it's not b'shas ma'isa, the loch is, you wouldn't be able to kill him. So much so, the Velt asks a kasha that the Gemara says that Pinchas killed Zimri, and he had a right to kill Zimri. Kanoim poigim boy. Says the Gemara, if Zimri would have turned around and he would have killed Pinchas, Zimri would have been potter. Why? Because even though Pinchas was allowed to kill Zimri, but Pinchas still had a din of a roidev. So hafach Zimri, v'katal Pinchas, it would have been okay, because he had a din of a roidev. How would Zimri have had a right to kill Pinchas? We know that the only time you're allowed to kill someone who's trying to kill you, the only time the halach is that the nirdaf is allowed to kill the roidev, is if his only way out of this mess is by killing him. But if it's yachala hatziloi me'echad me'evarav, if there's another escape route that you can take, you can't take the liberty to go ahead and kill him. L'chaira Zimri had a way to get away from making Pinchas not be a roidev. He could have been Pirish. He could have stopped doing the Aveir. Because the only time Pinchas has a right to kill Zimri is when it's Kanoim Poigambay, and it's only Kanoim Poigambay. B'shas Ma'is, a famous kasha with. The point is that the only time you say Kanoim Poigambay was B'shas Ma'is. So the Radvaz, this is the Radvaz's kasha. From the Rishonim. He said, I don't understand this halacha then. The halacha is, if someone is mevarech es Hashem with this Shem Avodah Zarah, kanoim poigim boy, when is it ever going to be b'shas ma'isa? How's it b'shas ma'isa? L'chura, you're always going to be either before the klala or after the klala. Right? The klala, it happens when you complete the klala. That's a moment in time. There's no shas maisa klala where you can go ahead and bishlam a bia. So bia, there's a shas maisa bia. At the time when you saw bia, you went ahead and you killed him. But the klala is a second. It's just a moment. Until you complete the klala, it's fire the klala. And the second you say the klala, it's ready after the klala. So where's the shas maisa? Azoy freik the Radvaz. And the Radvaz said, you know what the shas maisa is? Toich kedei dibur. Because you find that toich kedei dibur is always shas maisa. So he says, you want to know where it's negated that mishtope halafam and beis? We can kill somebody. Kanoim poigim boy, if he's mevarech es Hashem. It'd be if he saw someone, mevarech es Hashem. Within that shear of toich kedei dibur, it's still considered shas maisa. You can go ahead and you can kill him. So I saw a bombikash in the Chavetz Chaim Sashar. He says, a pell of this Radvaz. Toich kedei dibur kedibur dami? When it comes to this person who's koisem as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Megadif. Chutz Megadif. So we have three kashas, right? Yishmak and kashas. Number one, the erste kasha is that Tosfos says in Menachas Daf Pei Aleph that even though ordinarily Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, but not by a Maisa. Why not by a Maisa? Because for a Maisa, you can't be Choyzer Toich Kedei Dibur. And therefore, Hektish, even Amir Legvois, Gmsir Lehedit, you won't be able to have Chazar with the beer from the Ktois and the Ksamsoifa said that's the Pshad and Megadif. But the point is, you can't be Choyzer and a Maisa. What do you mean? It's a Mufurish Gemara Nidarim, Daf Pei Zayin Amir Aleph, that if someone rises Kriya, it was a Maisa, and then Toich Kidei Dibur Meisloi Meis is considered a good kriya. Number two, Tosfos says Gittin Daf Heyamid Beis that the halacha is that even though the Shliach has to say Befanai Nechtav uBefanai Nechtav B'Shas Nesinas Aged, if he says it La'acha, but Toich Kidei Dibur, it's going to be good. What do you mean? The Gemara says VeHilchasa Toich Kidei Dibur Kidibur Dami Chus Meimagad. The Furish Gemara. How does the word Toich Kidei Dibur? And then finally, you have Radvaz, where the Radvaz said that where's the Negei the halacha of Kanoim Poigim by Mevarech Es Hashem? It's Negei where he killed them Toich Kidei Dibur. It's the Furish Gemara. The Gemara says Chus Meimagadiv, but Ashenir Pasha. It's poshut. What's the teretz? The teretz is, and this, the teretz is, that there's two dinim in Toichid Dibur Kedibur Dami. There's two independent sugyas of Toichid Dibur Kedibur Dami. It's one din, it's one inyan, it's not two dinim as if it's two different concepts, but there's two halachas as it relates to Toichid Dibur Kedibur Dami. One halacha is that if a person does something and then afterwards he regrets what he did, Toichid Dibur, you could be chayzer from what you did. That's one halacha. But then there's another halacha, that if somebody does something within the shear of Toich Kedei Dibur, after you completed what you did, it's not considered that you completed what you did yet. It's still considered Shas Maisa. Meaning, when do you finish doing something? When is your Maisa complete? You would think, when I finish doing it. When I finish doing it, that's I dust myself off, that's when it's done. No. There's actually a little bit of a, there's a little delay, where the Maisa is Nimshach, or the Shas Maisa is Nimshach, even though the Maisa was completed. Even though the Shas Maisa, you would think, technically finished. What's that Zman? That Zman is Toich Dei Dibur. Of course, they come from the same Yisrael. We're not going to get into that long. This is Pashit. But it's two applications, two manifestations of the same exact principle. The principle is Toich Dei Dibur Kedibur Dami. But it manifests itself as an extension of the Zman and of a right that you have to go ahead, and you have a right to be Chayzer. This that the Gemara says, V'hilchasa, Toich Dei Dibur Kedibur Dami, Chutz mi Megadif, that's only as it relates to the halacha that after I do something, toich kedei dibur, I could be chayzer. That's not always true. That's true for everything with four exceptions. But as it relates to the halacha that toich kedei dibur is considered a hemshach of the Shas Maisa, that the Maisa is not completed until the Zman of Toich Kedei Dibur passes, until it's La'ach Kedei Dibur, that's true for everything. And that's true even for Megadif, Vo'ivet Avodah Zarah, U'Mekadish U'Megarish. If someone gives a get and Toich Kedei Dibur he wants to be Chayzer, that you can't do, because Chutz Mi Megarish. But at the same time, where there's a halacha that you have to say B'fanai Nechtov B'fanai Nechtam while you give the get, Toich Kedei Dibur still considered the Shas get. It's true that if someone's Mevarech Es Hashem and he wants to be Chayzer, he says, I take that back, Toich Kedei Dibur. However, that's not something that you have a right to do. But at the same time, if someone's Mevarech Es Hashem and it's still within the Zman of Toich Kedei Dibur, he's still being Mevarech Es Hashem, says the Radvaz, that's where it's negated halacha, that's where it's negated halacha of Kanoim Poigim Boy. It's true, Tosfos said, you saw it in Menachas Dapei Aleph, that you can't be chayzer toich kedei dibur from a ma'isa. We asked the kasha, I, what do you mean? You see by kriya. Tosfos meant as it relates to the din chazar. As it relates to the din chazar, you can't be chayzer on a ma'isa. But no one says that when you do a ma'isa, that ma'isa is not nimshach up until that shir. So you're right. If someone's makdish something, amir l'gvar, kim sir lahed, it has a chshivas of a ma'isa, you can't be chayzer. But avada, at the same time, the ma'isa kriya extends itself to up to Toich Kedei Dibur. So if it was Meis LaMeis within Toich Kedei Dibur, that's what the halach is going to be. Either way, coming back to the Divrei Yecheskel. The Shoyel Nechsam Soif asked the Kasha, is there Rabbeinu Tam came, and Rabbeinu Tam was Mechadish, that Toich Kedei Dibur is what? A Takanas Chachamim. And the Shoyel and Nechsam Soifer wrote a 10-page tshuva to address the Shoyel. Then what was the Kasha? Was he have Mefurish HaGemaras, Harini Nazar, Vani, it's Chal Naziris, as long as it's Toich Kedei Dibur, right? It works with Toich Kedei Dibur. Vani is going to work. What do you mean? How could this Nazar bring Karbonis? Isn't he bringing Chulim Bazaris, Dr. Dibri Yecheskel? It's a toss. There's two dinim in Toich Kedei Dibur, where Rabbeinu Tam said that the din chazara of Toich Kedei Dibur is at Takanas Chachamim. He meant only the din chazara. Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean Toich Kedei Dibur, the whole institution is a din derabbanan. He knew Toich Kedei Dibur was a deraisa. All these gemaras are deraisa, the gemaras. You don't have to stop being matchik every gemara in Shas that talks about Toich Kedei Dibur. Avada, the ikur din of Toich Kedei Dibur was a din deraisa. All Rabbeinu Tam was referring to was the second din, the din chazara of Toich Kedei Dibur. No, there's two dinim of Toich Kedei Dibur. The ikur halacha, that the maisa extends itself up until this man of Toich Kedei Dibur. And then the second halacha, that within Toich Kedei Dibur, you have a right to be chayzer. The ikur din Rabbeinu Tam held was avada din deiraisa. Where Rabbeinu Tam meant when he said takaras chachamim, Rabbeinu Tam was referring to the second din. Regardless, there's two dinim in Toich Kedei Dibur. You have Toich Kedei Dibur, the mice extends itself. You have Toich Kedei Dibur, we have a din chazara. Some sugyas are discussing din A, other sugyas are discussing din B. They, of course, come from the same primary lumdis. And in Lamdas, they're very, very similar. But as it relates to Lamaisa, this tremendous Nafkirinas, we just spoke out four. Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Takaras Chachamim, Din A is Deiraisa, Din B is only the Rabbana. The Gemara Nidarim, where the Gemara says, Chutz mi Megadev, Umegarish, that's only as it relates to Din B. It's not true as it relates to Din A. And then Tais Veshita and Menachis, that you can't say Taich Ladibar on a Maisa, that's only as it relates to being Chazer. But as it relates to a Maisa extending itself, that's Pasha that you would have by Din A.